With political tension and threats of violence rising, the vote is seen as crucial for Nigeria's political future and upcoming elections. Tokunbo Afikeyomi, a senator from Lagos State, says the president's action was rather hasty and unjustified.
There was nothing iniquity as at October 8, 2006, that requires extraordinary measure. So in my view, that decision to issue a proclamation for emergency iniquity is not only a panicky one. I also think that it also has not taken cognizance of the need for sustainable democratic processes in Nigeria.
Mr. Basinger said he took the measure to stop instability from spreading across Nigeria, a nation with more than 250 ethnic groups that is frequently shaken by ethnic and religious strife. Akin Oshuntoku, political advisor to the president, rejects accusations that the introduction of emergency rule in Ekiti was politically motivated.
The provision is there. There is no other option anyway other than that declaration of emergency. So I don't see why it should be problematic. We just politicize issues unnecessarily. If any of those who are political who are in the president's shoes, what will you have done?
With two more state governors facing impeachment and the likelihood of more contentious attempts to remove governors of other states, opposition to emergency rule in Ekiti state has grown tremendously. State governors have denounced the president's action and called for the restoration of elected officials. The Nigerian constitution requires a two-thirds approval by both houses of parliament within 10 days of emergency rule in any part of Nigeria, or the declaration elapses. Analysts say corruption allegations have provided a convenient platform for the president to move against his political opponent ahead of crucial polls in 2007. The Senate last May defeated an attempt to change the constitution to allow Mr. Basinger run for a third term. Give it a cast for VOA News, Abuja.